In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. We welcome all of you, Reverend Abuna, and all of you, for blessing us tonight, today, in this liturgy. This is the first liturgy after the beginning of the year to celebrate together. And the beginning is very important. Everything, when it is very new, it's very optimistic and full of hope and full of wishes. That's why I ask every one of you to think of it. What will I do during 2018? And how can I bear fruits in this year to find myself at the end of the year 2018 carrying good fruits to offer it and to present it to our beloved God? The first one is today. Today the disciples were discussing among themselves who is the greatest among them. And then our Lord Jesus Christ, by the way, he doesn't need that you pray from your mouth, not because he doesn't want, but because he knows the very bottom thoughts in the depths of your heart. So he sees what's in your heart even before you say. So he knew what the disciples were discussing among themselves, who is the greatest. And this is the question. To begin the year in a right way, you have to recognize that you are nothing without the Holy Spirit, but everything with the Holy Spirit which dwells in you. During the Mairun, or by the Mairun, after the baptism, every one of us has received the Holy Spirit. Every one of us has become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Every one of us is now, if he wants, can behave, can say, can think, can do everything through the Holy Spirit within him. So if we act and say and think according to the Holy Spirit who is dwelling in us, then we will be the greatest among all the people. Not because of ourselves, but because of the Holy Spirit which is in me. Very small example. If you are standing now without any pocket money, then you are poor. But if you have in your purse $1 million here, then you are very rich. What is the mystery of your richness? Not you, but the purse which has $1 million. In your heart, you have much more precious than that. In your heart, you have the Holy Spirit. Then you are very rich with the Holy Spirit. You are very holy with the Holy Spirit. You are very pure with the Holy Spirit. You can pray in love with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. You can avoid any weaknesses, any offenses, any challenges from the devil against you through the Holy Spirit within, which is within you. This is the lesson which we want to know today. And this is what the Lord tried to teach his disciples. Whoever wants to be the greatest must serve the others. And this is what St. Mary did to Elizabeth. She was carrying in her pure womb the Lord Jesus Christ, the deep. After the annunciation of Gabriel the archangel to her about the incarnation of the Lord in her pure womb, she has become the mother of God. Very holy, very great, very precious. But she hurried to Elizabeth and she served her 3 months, knowing from the angel that Elizabeth was pregnant. So if you want to begin the year, good beginning, to make it fruit, put in your mind that you are without the Holy Spirit, very poor. With the Holy Spirit, very rich. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't read, you can't pray, you can't read the Bible. You cannot repent, really. You can't receive the Holy Spirit and the Holy Communion. But with the Holy Spirit within you, you can do all these things. May the Lord bless the year and crown this year with his goodness and make us good vessels and good temples to the Holy Spirit. Behave according to the Spirit, avoiding all the works of the flesh. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
We exalt you worthily with Elizabeth, your cousin, saying, blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. If it were, we glorify you as the mother of God at all times. Ask the Lord on our behalf that he may forgive our sins if his mother will take your name.
Σε φέρω σε πρόσκομη, κυρία Λέσον, κυρία Λέσον, γνώμη σμή.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the one who created heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, the God of true God, begotten, not created, one essence of Father, who for us and for all salvation, came down from heaven and was come with the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary and became man and was crucified for us and for our Father, suffered, buried, and
served
according to the scripture. And the Father, and he's coming again to his glory, judging whose kingdom has grown, and yes, who believes the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the love giver, who proceeds from the Father, who the Father and Son worship and glorified. Yes, open up. And Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess the petition of sin.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the age to come. Amen.
Shlid evlogeson. Yerifan.